Authorities in China have gone back and forth when it comes to restrictions on foreign journalists. The government opened things up for reporters before the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Back then, Chinese authorities said the reporters could interview anyone as long as the person gave his or her consent. But restrictions on foreign journalists have now been tightened. This comes after a website based outside of China urged popular protests every Sunday. The World's Mary Kay Magsat in Beijing says the website called for a jasmine revolution.
In some cities, the first week that this was called, which was just over 2 weeks ago, a few people did gather in Beijing and in Shanghai and possibly in a couple of other cities, but in very small numbers. One person laid a jasmine flower on a potted plant outside of a McDonald's in Wangfujing, and one of the main shopping areas here, and was immediately hauled away. This came on the heels of more than 100 rights activists in China being detained or threatened in some way because there was nervousness about the jasmine revolution. When it came to dealing with foreign journalists covering this, the first weekend, the first Sunday, foreign journalists were there and were covering it and were taking pictures. The next Sunday, a number of us, myself included, got calls from the Public Security Bureau saying, "Now, you understand what the reporting regulations are, right? We're just checking." And I said, "Yeah, I mean, they say I can interview anyone who agrees to be interviewed, right?" Mm-hmm. They said, "Sure." Other journalists got different kinds of calls. They were told, "You cannot go to this shopping area on Sunday." And they were told that basically the police can decide whether an area is off limits, whether a person is off limits at any given time. On that particular Sunday, when journalists went to that area, there was a huge number of police there, uniformed police, and apparently plainclothes security people as well. The plainclothes security people roughed up a number of journalists, actually badly beat one and beat up a couple of other ones as well.
And we're talking foreign journalists here.
We're talking foreign journalists. In one case, a Bloomberg television cameraman was pushed to the ground, kicked in the face, kicked in the back repeatedly, and suffered serious damage as a result. Many other journalists were taken into the police station. Their camera memory sticks were taken or erased, and they were told they had broken the regulations of China. Since then, and over this past week to 10 days, a number of us have been called in to the exit entry visa section of the police that decides whether you get a work permit and a visa for the next year to stay here. And they've been specifically warning a number of journalists, you're endangering your visa and the permission of your bureau to operate here.
So it sounds quite threatening, the possible consequences of not following these new regulations.
Yeah, and in fact, also, there have been police showing up at journalists' doors at their homes.
Have you had any of that?
I personally have not, but I know of more than a dozen cases of this happening. In some cases, landlords have been told, hey, you need to keep an eye on this journalist. So it's with almost every passing day, there seems to be another step where it becomes clear that the public security apparatus here is concerned about what foreign journalists might cover. They definitely do not want more coverage of anything remotely related to jasmine revolution type activities, to anyone calling for more rights in China. And what this has left a lot of us wondering is why this level of insecurity at this point in China's development.
Are you worried personally about how these new government restrictions on foreign journalists will affect how you work and whom you interview? I mean, is it going to make you gun shy about certain stories?
I don't think it's going to make me or any of my colleagues gun shy about certain stories, but I think it will change how we approach the reporting of those stories. Whereas over the last 4 years, we've been able to go out openly in the streets and the countryside and talk to people about pretty much anything, and local officials might resist, but we could actually call the foreign ministry and say, hey, look, we're getting hassled here in Henan province. Could you talk to these people who are detaining us? And they would. And the local officials would more often than not let the foreign journalists go. The foreign ministry has kind of made it clear to us now that they're not going to have our backs anymore. And that if police or local security officials say we shouldn't be somewhere, we shouldn't. So it just means that you have to be a little more strategic in how you're doing your reporting. You know, maybe don't do it quite so publicly.
The World's Mary Kay Magsat in Beijing. Thanks so much, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Marco.